أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سنة بسنته يوم الدين، أما بعد. Last time, 2 days ago on Thursday, we finished off towards the beginning of Surah Maryam, and I said, I promised that today inshallah we'll complete from Surah Maryam up till Surah Hajj. And Surah Mu'minun, I believe Brother Asif did already yesterday, so we'll bypass that. So we'll do from Surah Maryam to Surah Hajj, and then bypass Surah Mu'minun and Surah Nur, because I did that already yesterday in Teaneck, and so today we'll continue after Surah Hajj, we'll pick up on Surah Furqan. If you're interested in to listen to what we did yesterday with Surah Mu'minun and Surah Nur, those two surahs, it was recorded, it's available on website. In fact, all the lectures that we've been doing here in Boonton, plus the one in Budlick that I do before coming here, are now available on the internet, on the website. And the website is, if you want to write it down, it's very easy, you don't need to write it down, you can remember it. It's www.jawadji.com. So if you remember my first name, and then after my first name, J-A-W-A-D, the letters J-E-E.com, you will have from Surah, the one that we started recording, from the third day I think we started recording, but the first 2 days we didn't record, until the 13th day is there. And as we are recording, we'll be putting it up, inshallah, before the Eid, we will have the whole surahs of the Tafsir of Quran there. But like I said, that these tafsirs are very short and compact because of time constraints. Inshallah, after Eid, after Shawwal, we will start here with the barakah of Brother Hanif, inshallah, to start a weekly tafsir program, inshallah. If we have we all have the motivation and desire. We can start like on every Friday night, we can assemble here maybe for an hour or so, have some snacks and pakora, samosas, continue the Ramadan, fervor. But that will be more of a detail-oriented tafsir, because a lot of ayats we have to bypass over here. Last time we finished off with Surah Maryam, the beginning part of it, and we mentioned about Zakariya alayhi salam and Yahya alayhi salam, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Zakariya alayhi salam with Yahya, and that is one of the miracles that is mentioned in Surah Maryam. And Surah Maryam is a Makki surah. It talks also about the other miracle, the miracle of Virgin Mary, or Maryam, the mother of Isa alayhi salam. And what is very interesting over here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah, in Surah Maryam, has given us the miracles of two births. The only difference is that one birth is a miraculous birth without a father. The other one is with a father and mother, but it is still miraculous, because as we went through that last time, that it was a very old man and a very old lady, and still they were blessed with a child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah, in Surah Maryam, towards the beginning, tells us that the issue of the birth was the purpose of this. Because a lot of times the non-Muslims, especially Christians, they say, what is your Muslim perspective on the birth of Jesus, Isa al-Islam? Why did, if you claim that your God, Allah, had this to happen this way, why did it have to be this way? Why without a father? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in Surah Maryam tells us, لِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا. In verse number 21 in Surah Maryam, Allah tells us the purpose of the miraculous birth of Isa al-Islam is that purpose is an ayah, sign from Allah. Allah is forcing us, like it says, أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا, meaning it was an issue or amr that was mandated to happen. And what is Allah trying to imply to us, saying that, look, get your brain away from the set pattern that when there is a father and a mother, only then can there be a child. No. Allah is saying is that, don't you listen to how Allah created the first human being, Adam alayhi salam, without a father, without a mother. And now here in this incident, Allah is trying to show us that, look, don't be hinged upon that Allah is now restricted to only create human soul through this pattern. Allah is saying, look, I choose to do whatever I want to. He's the creator, he's the master. The reason Allah is Allah, because he's giving this miraculous birth without a set pattern. Something ajuba, something strange, astonishing. Because people are used to, their mind is set, people are used to a set pattern. That is it, this is the way it's going to be. prayer, Allah saying that I chose. Now then people say, why did he, after out of all the women, why did he have to choose Maryam alayhi salam? And the answer to this question, if you remember, we gave in long time ago in Surah Al-Imran, when the mother of Maryam alayhi salam, she made a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inni nadartu lirrahmani ma fi batni muharrara, that I have made a nadhar, I have made a devotion, a commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is there in my stomach, meaning, and she thought that it was going to be a boy, but when she gave birth, it was a girl, and then she sort of complained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh, my oath was in the concept that it's going to be a boy, now that it's a girl, my whole plan has now become undermined. You have that, the sheep, brother Shahab? Those of you who were not here in the last week, if you were just coming, sitting today, what we're doing here is registering names and just phone number and email for those people who've been sitting in this Ramadan thing. The only purpose for that is to have your name on file so that after Ramadan, after Eid, when we have the Tafsir program or some other program, we can easily contact you and send you the information. Because sometimes the announcements that Brother Hanif make here does not get to us, or the flyers over here don't get to us. So in this way, that's the only purpose, no other purpose for that. So if you are here new today and your name is not already on the list, you can sign up your name inshallah. And then Allah says over here regarding Isa Islam in verse number 33, وَاسْتَلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وَلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيَّ. Allah is saying that glad tidings and peace be upon Isa Islam the day he was born. He was born in a very unnatural way. It wasn't natural like me and you. So his birth was unnatural, his raising was unnatural, but his end is going to be the natural way. Like all of us, dying a natural death. And that is why we have this, our firm belief as Muslims, unlike the other beliefs of people, of non-Muslims, that he died and he was raised, he was resurrected. Even though they still believe that he's going to come back. The Jews and the Christians, they both believe he's going to come back. You know, the Battle of Armageddon and the other things that they have. So over here Allah is reiterating the fact that peace be upon Isa Islam the day he was born, the day he was he's going to die, Yawm Amutu, and the day he's going to be resurrected just like all of us in the Akhirah, from the graves, like all the other prophets. Also, then after that, in Surah Maryam, Allah tells us about the Waqiyah incident of father and son, Ibrahim Islam and his father Azam, and how he talks to him with politeness, with kindness, and with humility and respect, and the message Allah is giving here that look, even if your father is on doing something that is against the Tawheed or doing something wrong, you are not to approach them in a very derogatory, disrespectful manner. Look at how Ibrahim Islam approached his father over here in Surah Maryam, as Allah says, is qala li abihi ya abati ya abati ya abati. In three different ayats Allah starts off in saying that how Ibrahim Islam addressed his father, that what are you worshipping, the idols and this, and they don't even benefit you nor do they harm you. And then he tries to counsel, and then when the father, you know, keeps on saying that, you know, this is I don't accept your message, he, and in the end he says, I make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moving on forward, in Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses other prophets of Allah in the Quran. He says, Wasbur fil kitab Ismail, and remember in the book about Ismail al-Islam, the great 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 grandfather of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was he? Innahu kana sadiq al-wa'di wa kana rasulan nabiyya. He was a prophet of Allah and a messenger of Allah, and he was sadiq al-wa'd. He was one who fulfilled truly the promise with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what was his promise? His father saw a dream and he referred to him and he said, oh my father, do whatever you have to do, because he knew that his father's dream was a revelation. And so he fulfilled the promise that his father had made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through that dream, and he was very patient and perseverance. Also Allah subhanahu mentions here, Wasbur fil kitab Idris, Prophet Idris, or the biblical name is Enoch, that is mentioned over here. Allah says, Innahu kana siddiqan nabiyya, he was very, very truthful and trustworthy and a prophet. And also Allah subhanahu tells us about other prophets in this same surah. And then Allah subhanahu talks about it, because the Makki surah talks about the issues of resurrection and Qiyamah and their judgment, how the Quraysh, they did not believe in that. They were really, very astonished and stunned that it's impossible. It's impossible, how can we die and then be resurrected again? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala countered that argument saying here in verse 66 in Surah Maryam, وَيَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ أَيْذَا مَا مِتُّ لَصَوْفَ أُخْرَجُ حَيَّا أَوْ لَا يَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ يَكُ شَيَّا. Very beautiful ayah. बिल्कुल हिला देने वाली एंड लाजवाब कर देना. पीपल कैन बिकम स्पीचलेस दोज़ हु डोंट बिलीव इन द नेक्स्ट लाइफ इन बीइंग रिज़रेक्टेड. आई विल बी अमेज्ड दैट समटाइम्स पीपल गो एज़ फार फेस्ट इन दैट डायरेक्शन. अल्लाह इज़ सेइंग हियर व यकूलु इंसान, लुक एट द ब्यूटी ऑफ द आयत, द वे अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला स्पीकिंग इन द वॉइस ऑफ द पर्सन, नरेटिव स्टाइल. But look, this insan says to the Prophet ﷺ, indirectly he's also saying to Allah SWT. They used to come in Mecca, they used to come to the Prophet ﷺ and they used to attack him directly and very vehemently saying, you know, how dare or how on earth you tell us that we're going to be resurrected. So Allah SWT saying, look, وَيَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ, and the insan says, أَيْذَا مِتْتُ, that, oh, when I die in this dunya, لَسَوْفَ أُخْرَجُ حَيَّةً, I will become alive again, I will be exiting from the grave alive. Meaning once I die and I go underneath the earth, I will come back alive again. That's strange. In a very sporadic fashion, Allah responds back to him. The same insan who has the audacity and stubbornness to say this from the tongue that we won't be raising again, doesn't this insan think and ponder and reflect? What? That أَنَّ خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ يَكُوا شَيْئًا, but this human being had no trace of origination, had no existence. Did we have any existence? No. Did we know that we'll be created, you know, that Salman, Ahmed, Jawad, Salim, all these different names that are there living on this earth, did we ever know we'll be created? Did we even come to this world with our own choice and our own will? No. Allah SWT said that we created them in the first time, مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ يَكُوا شَيْئًا. They had no at all origination, no trace on the face of this earth. And now that they are living on this earth, they begin to doubt. Now how can we come up again? The whole purpose of this life and next life, Akhirah, Qiyamah, Allah SWT is saying that, look, if we want, we can create you 1,000 times. But we're only giving you two lives, life on this earth, which will determine the hereafter life, preparation. So Allah SWT throughout the Quran in these Makki surahs wants to imbibe in our brain, get us into the mindset, in the psyche, that look, don't play games with this life that you have. It's very precious. It's very, very limited. If you just reflect for a second, the amount of time we spend on top of the earth is very minuscule and minimal in ratio and proportion compared to the time we spend below the earth. Look at our ancestors, our great-grandfathers, great-great-great-grandfathers, the previous civilizations that you keep hearing in history. Where are they now today? We read about them in history. We read about Qawm Ad and Samud in this Quran. But where are they? Underneath. And they're going from our life. It's called Barzakh. In Surah Mu'minun, you must have heard about it today, as the Qaris have read it today. In Surah Mu'minun, Allah tells us that وَمِنْ وَرَاهِمْ Barzakh. And from behind them, after this life, is the life of Barzakh, life of the grave. It's a totally different realm, totally different dominion down there. We only get to know, we don't know what we have now above. We only get to know once we get there. When other people will come and rest us into there, then that life begins. And that life, how long it is. Look at Qawm Ad, for thousands of years they've been down there. Even people who may have died over 100 years ago, they're 100 years. And more than that, thousands of years. On top of the earth, you may live 40, 30, 60, 70, 90 years, maybe 100 the most, you can live on top of earth. But below the earth, thousands of years. So Allah SWT is trying to hit us on our brain and heart, that are you prepared for the longer duration time below over there? Are you making preparations for that expedition? Today, if we want to go from here, from Boonton to say Pittsburgh, how much delay? How much preparation will make? Heck of a preparation. Just to go from here. Or even if you want to just go to Woodbridge, which is not that far away, still you have to make preparation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that we make preparations for even the smallest thing on this earth. Why aren't this human being making preparations for that long duration they're spending down in the grave? And the grave life is only a temporary state. Barzakh means like a barrier, right? Temporary. Because the real life is to begin up there, either in Jannah or Jahannam. May Allah save us from the Jahannam. Allah SWT is saying here that the life in Barzakh, the life in the grave, is a preview, sneak preview, a glimpse, a vision of what is to come on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Those people who are nek, who are pious, who are good, you'll get a small door of or window of Jannah will open, and the nice breeze will come. They can smell in the grave while they are there, and they'll get new light coming. And those who were fearless, right in the grave, they'll get a small window open from Jahannam. The scorching heat waves coming over there, and a small, the effects of that fire, as if like a sneak preview. But it's only sneak preview, it's not guaranteed. Why? Because I just recited that hadith, if you remember when you're doing the fundraising, the Prophet said, is a matter Bani Adam in Qata Amalu. When the son of Adam dies, human being dies, their deeds get cut off. You can't do anything. You can't come back up on the earth and say, let me pray, let me do zakat, let me do siyam. Right now, the opportunity is there. Capitalize, capture it. Use it before it's too late. Because once we're there, we can't come out. Except from three things, while being there, we can reap reward from three things. Number one, sadaqah jariyah. A continuous deed of charity. All of us who donated today, any of those who did not donate but participated today, will get the ajr of this fundraising that we did today. And that is sadaqah jariyah. All those people are going to read the brochures, read the Quran, till the day of judgment. While we are in our grave, we'll be getting the reward and dividend. That's point number one. Point number two in the hadith, the Prophet said, وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدُهُ لَهُ. That a young, a pious, virtuous, muttaqi, God-fearing young boy or girl, son and daughter, for that person who died, will be making dua for them. And point number three is عِلْمٌ يُنْتَفِعُ بِهِ. Any knowledge that people benefit from, we get the reward for that. Even if we didn't write it, but we funded that knowledge, like the brothers, Jazakallah Khair, who did for the brochures, they funded the brochures. So writer was someone else, funding was someone else, printer someone else, all these people will get the ajr, inshallah, while they are in the grave. So every time somebody reads that brochure, it's knowledge, benefits them. And the person who funded it is now in the grave, but getting reward from it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet ﷺ are trying to tell us that, look, even if we die, we have ways to invest while we are alive, we have ways to invest while we are alive, so we can get dividends and profits and rewards and returns while we're in the grave. So suppose a person was bad, that's hypothetically, and did not do a lot of, had a lot of shortcomings, did not do a lot of salat, siyams again, things like that. But according to these three points in the hadith just mentioned, he did all three of them. While in the grave, he might get a sneak preview of the negative side, but over the time in the grave, Allah knows when Qiyamah comes, those three investments that he left behind can push him over the barrier and put him into Jannah. This is what Allah wants to say. And that's why Allah wants them talks about the issue of Tawheed and the issue of the accountability. فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَحْشُرَنَّهُمْ وَالشَّيَاطِينَ ثُمَّ لَنَحْضِرَنَّهُمْ حَوْلَ جَهَنَّمَ جِثِيَّةً. That by their Lord we will be mahshar, we will be gathering people. Hashar means gathering. Al-Hashir, the gatherer. Allah is Al-Hashir, will gather us on the day of judgment. And Allah says, he will gather the shayateen and he will bring them in front of the Jahannam Majisiyah on their knees. The shayateen, the criminals, those who disobey Allah, who rejected Allah's tawheed and everything. Then Allah was a very hilarious idea. ثم لننزعن من كل شيعة أيهم أشد على الرحمن عتيا. In this surah, Surah Maryam, there is what we call in Arabic language, in the grammar, a sajj, the rhyme or rhythm. You know, people say this is the rhyme or rhythm of Quran in the sense, there is a melody, there is a tune. The Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ لَمْ يَتَغَنَّ الْقُرْآنَ فَهُوَ لَيْسَ مِنَّا. Whoever does not sing the Quran is not from amongst us. He used the word singing in a sense that reciting the Quran as the tarz, as the tune that is there. Somewhere it goes high, somewhere down, there's rhyming. And the Surah Maryam is a very beautiful surah. When you listen to it, it touches your heart and sways your heart with the rhythm. And the ayahs are very huge and humongous on the heart and mind of the soul. Allah says then that we will bring them in front and we'll see who was the most adamant and stubborn against the Rahman. أَشَدُّ عَلَى الرَّحْمَانِ عَتِيَّةً. ثم نحن أعلم بالذين هم أولى بها صليا وإن منكم إلا واردها كان على ربك حتما مقضيا. There's not a single creation that will be bypassed or left alone on the day of judgment from the Hisab. No, sir, no way. And even the smallest thing that they did will be captured and brought to accountability. Then Allah talks about the good people. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالنَّذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِسِيَّةً. Those who were taqwa, muttaqi, they will be saved by Allah. The rhythm continues. Then Allah says, وَيَزِيدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا هُدَى. And those who are on guidance, on hidayah, Allah increases them in hidayah. Moves them more and more forward. Then he says, وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ لِرَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ مَرَدًّا. And then the surah ends furthermore towards the end of Maryam. The surah ends with وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا. They say, meaning the non-Muslims, they claim that Allah has a son. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Look how Allah responds to this issue of Trinity. Look how Allah responds to the issue of this Son of God. The concept. Why is this such a disgusting, abhorring, stinking, detesting concept? To have a Son of God. Although the mature, the concise thing of this concept is mentioned in that short surah, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Allahu Samad. But here Allah's mother is giving the more detail oriented. They say, وَقَالُوا, they say, the human being said, قَالُوا تَخَذَ رَحْمَانُ وَلَدًا. The Rahman, Allah is using which sifa, which name of his? Ar-Rahman. He's not saying Allah, the name of Allah is Allah, but amongst the other names Allah has, 99 names, of that he's choosing Rahman. Why? As the Mufassirin say, that even in this audacity, and even in this disobedience of saying that Allah has a God, Allah has a son, Allah says, look, I am very Rahman, very beneficent, very benevolent. Allah is just called Pagani. Because if Allah holds on this issue, then we human beings, those who claim this, will not live on this earth. Look at the people who claim that God has a son, Astaghfirullah, how are they living? They have food, they have clothing, they have water, they have a nice life. If Allah was revengeful or aggressive, the things that they carry out here, they would not even be able to breathe. That's why Allah says, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَانُ. That Rahmanu Rahim, the merciful, the benevolent, they accuse him that he has a son. Allah responds back to them in a very heavy, if you really know Arabic over here, you see that this ayah, Surah Maryam, was heavy on the awliya of Allah. Some of them would faint when they're reciting in their salah, in Taraweeh, they would faint. That was the magnitude of this ayah. I'm just trying to show you from the aslaf, as-salih, the pious predecessors, how they felt this ayah. And those who know Arabic, how they take it on their heart. Unfortunately for those who don't know Arabic, don't know at all what's going on in this ayah. Allah says, look, in spite of them accusing me, the Creator, that he has a son, I am Rahman, I leave them. I don't hold them accountable. I'm giving them a chance, respite. Perhaps they will make tawbah and get rid of this divinity issue, this Trinity issue, and this father-son issue. The next ayah, Allah gives a parable. He doesn't give an example of parable with us, human beings. He gives a parable of another creation. Allah says, لَقَدْ جَئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِبْدًا. You came with something that is very detesting, very, very bad odor or smell. You know, when there's something that is very smelly, you will not want to pass by there. Allah says that the issue of having a son is so abhorrent, detestful, that nobody would even want to proceed going in that direction. Your demand, your zan cannot even think going that direction. If that is how bad it is. And then Allah says, تَكَادُ السَّمَوَاتُ وَتَفَتَّلْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُ الْأَرْضُ وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ حَدَّى. Three examples Allah gives. Three examples other than the example of this human being who has made the audacity of claiming that Allah has a son. One is السَّمَوَات, the skies, the heavens. Allah says what? تَكَادُ السَّمَوَاتُ وَتَفَتَّلْنَ. These skies would blow up just thinking that God has a son. Part number two, Allah gives the example, وَتَنْشَقُ الْأَرْضُ. Even this earth says, oh Allah, let me open up and swallow these people. Let me gulp them up. How dare they stay on this earth? That is why Allah says He's Ar-Rahman, because He lets them live on this earth. You may رب کی شان ہے کہ اس کی بڑائی اس کی رحمانیت ہے کہ اس نے ایسے لوگوں کو زندگی دی بھی اور زندہ رکھا ہو اور کھلا بھی رہا ہے رزق بھی دے رہا ہے اور انہیں مالت بھی دے رہا ہے شہر ہوتا ہو ان اس سے بڑی اس کتنی بڑی بات ہے رحمانیت کی اگر جاننا چاہے انسان. Well, that's what Allah was saying. That the earth is ready to eat these people up. Meaning, what is Allah trying to make us realize? Then look, you insan, if you don't understand or gauge the magnitude of this issue of father-son, look at the other creations. They are ready to destroy such human beings on earth who dare to say that Allah has a son. And then Allah says the first thing, وَتَخْرُ الْجِبَالُ had there. These mountains that we see, you put your past past and go, whether they were there or in logo, tabah kar de, yes, they nabood kar de, jin ke andar ye jurat paida ho jaye ki woh kahe ki Allah Taala ke bete. And these three ayats over here, they're trying to make us realize ki ye mamooli cheez nahi hai, this is something very, 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 very heavy, very difficult. And we have to understand to give da'wah. Kyunki unhi logo ke saath hum uthte baithte hain, hum aaram se baithe. Allah Taala keh rahe hai, ye mawahid, ye wahid wala insaan woh hai. Can't you give them one message, one da'wah? And then Allah finishes the surah with the issue of the Salihin.